You're listening to SBS News.
Rolling out the next phase of Australia's COVID-19 vaccination plan. Australia's national medicines regulator, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, has granted provisional approval for children aged 5 to 11 to receive Pfizer jabs.
They have made a careful, thorough assessment, determined that it's safe and effective, and that it is in the interest of children. This is the first of four critical steps that focused on the safety and effectiveness of vaccinating children. The first is the TGA approval. The second is the recommendation of ATAGI. We're expecting that in the coming weeks. ATAGI is the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation. The third then is training in relation to the use of the Pfizer vaccine in paediatric cases or for children 5 to 11. And then finally, it's the batch testing.
Many parents are welcoming the move.
We don't mind that. We think it just gives them an extra protection, so I'll be okay.
It's just one of those things that will help us just to get back to perhaps the old normal.
I mean, I know it's really safe, but I just like want to get it so I can like just do stuff that I really want to.
The vaccine is expected to be available for administration from the 10th of January. Batch testing teams will work over the Christmas and New Year period to ensure it is ready to be rolled out. Children will receive only one third of the dose approved for adults. And to ensure there's no accidental overdoses, the head of the Therapeutic Goods Administration, Professor John Skerritt, says it will be dispensed from distinctive orange-capped vials.
There were no safety signals, as we call them, no safety problems identified in those trials. The children had some of the same things that adults get, tiredness, sore arms, headache, and so forth, but these tended to be brief and fairly short-lived. So we're confident in the safety of this. We join a number of other countries, although we are one of the first. So the United States has now been rolling out this vaccine for about 3 weeks. Canada is starting its rollout. The Europeans have given a recommendation, and the Israelis have also approved it.
Authorities are also considering an application from Moderna for a vaccine for children aged between 6 and 11. The government says it already has supply deals in place to make it available should it be approved. The Australian Capital Territory has confirmed a second case of the Omicron variant, a close contact of the first reported individual. ACT Health reported 6 new COVID-19 cases on Sunday, bringing its total active caseload to 110. In New South Wales, 2 more cases of the Omicron variant have been detected. The state recorded 286 new cases of COVID-19 from 66,000 tests and 1 death. A Sydney man in his 60s. He was fully vaccinated and had underlying health conditions, and he died at St. George Hospital. The state's chief health officer, Dr. Kerry Chant, says there will be more Omicron cases confirmed later on Sunday or Monday.
There is now a total of 15 cases of COVID-19 with the Omicron variant, and genome sequencing is underway and a number of further cases are likely.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the government's forecast for economic growth next year will be stronger than predicted in the May budget when he hands down his mid-year review later this month. The federal treasurer confirmed last week the mid-year economic and fiscal outlook will be released on the 16th of December. Last week, the national accounts showed the economy contracted by 1.9% in the September quarter as a result of the COVID-19 Delta lockdowns in the nation's two most populous states, New South Wales and Victoria. It was the third largest quarterly contraction on record. Speaking to ABC Insiders, Mr. Frydenberg says the economy is coming back strongly.
But we've already seen the OECD increase their economic outlook for Australia next year from 3.3 to 4.1%. You've got the RBA forecasting growth of up to 5.5% by the end of next year. So we'll make those upgrades to our forecasts in MyEFO on December 16th.
But you will be forecasting stronger growth.
We will be. And again, that comes as a result of the fact that we now have one of the highest vaccination rates in the world, one of the lowest mortality rates in the world, and the labour market is coming back strongly. We've seen 350,000 jobs since the start of September.
Greens leader Adam Band has tested negative to COVID-19 and can now exit isolation after a staff member tested positive on Saturday. The case sparked the Department of Parliamentary Service to reintroduce COVID-19 safety measures until further notice. The building was immediately shut to the public on Saturday, the same day it was due to reopen to visitors for the first time after a four-month shutdown. And in Victoria, the state's health department has added 980 new infections to its COVID-19 caseload and a further seven deaths. It comes as the government says it will spend $113 million to help children re-engage in the extracurricular activities they loved before the pandemic. Children will be able to enjoy camps, sporting programs, and cultural experiences in 2022 as part of the state's reopening plan. An investment of $84.3 million will deliver camps to benefit 81,000 students during school holidays and terms. Premier Daniel Andrews says the program will focus on students from government and low-fee non-government schools who have been most affected by school closures.
To support our kids to catch up on all the things that they've missed out on. Socialisation, time with friends, time in the natural environment, developing those skills and resilience, and developing those skills and that resilience that's critically important to their development, not just as students, but as young people. The long-term survival of this sector and all the joy and all the important work that it does, we need to underpin that. And these last two years have been very, very difficult. So this additional funding will mean that we can lock in all those wonderful camp experiences, not just post-COVID, but indeed as we look to the future.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.